This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of three big Wall Street banks, JP Morgan, Citigroup, PNC, and Wells Fargo, and yes, I know that was four, reported earnings today. All of them beat expectations, JP Morgan especially, which posted its best quarter ever. The bump comes in part in the form of higher interest rates after three straight rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. But the banks aren't paying out more on regular old-fashioned deposits. Peanuts, really, that tenth of a percent you earn on your checking or savings account, which can mean curious things for cash, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
U.S. banks are going to great lengths these days to basically encourage customers to keep their cash. I mean, the interest on deposits is basically zero.
You know, it's not worthless, but banks have plenty of deposits right now.
Jim Sinegal is an analyst with Morningstar. He says the lack of demand for loans in recent years means banks are flush with deposits. One of the questions going forward is, will customers keep parking their money in those underperforming bank accounts?
As rates start to go up, are they going to start looking for higher rates, or are they going to hold off for a while in hopes of even higher rates in the future?
In the meantime, as the Fed raises rates on their end, banks can charge more for loans without paying more for deposits. Not too shabby, right?
Absolutely. Most of that is going to go right to the bottom line for banks.
Steve Bigger is an analyst with Argus Research. He says those in search of higher returns can always look to the stock market.
And of course, there's some internet banks out there that are paying quite a bit more deposit yields than do the major banks.
While bank earnings are up and cash is cheap, it's not exactly all good news for banks, says Devin Ryan of JMP Securities.
You know, most banks would prefer an environment where there's strong economic growth and there's a lot of demand for various types of loans. That's generally a healthier type of backdrop.
After another Fed rate hike or two, Ryan says banks should start competing for deposits again relatively soon. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.